Hello and welcome to today's episode of TSARP. I'm your host, Andrew Weir, and today our co-hosts are Sam and Steven.
Hello.
Hello.
Today is a very exciting episode because we have a very special guest, Mrs. Brophy, the Director of CTE, Digital Learning and Innovation at Hauppauge Public Schools. If you want, you can introduce yourself or...
Oh, hello. My name is Leslie Brophy. I'm the Director of CTE, Digital Learning and Innovation at Hauppauge Public Schools.
Yeah, so we're going to be asking some questions just about, technology at Hauppauge Schools, some programs we use here. We did an interview, some of the viewers will know, we did an interview with the Director of Technology at Bethpage, so this will be very similar. But without further ado, just to kick it off, how long have you been the Director of CTE at Hauppauge?
So this is a new role for me. I've been this director since July of this year.
Wow. So pretty new, but, just kicking it off. We got you right as you're starting the position, and maybe next year or years after that, we can have you back on to see how it's still going. Yeah.
I would love that. Yes, it's a new role. It's actually a new role for the district as well. So it's kind of exciting to jump into a new role and kind of make it my own.
Pretty cool. All right, Sam, you also had a question, right?
Yeah. So what do you usually do on a day-to-day basis?
Oh, that's a hard one because every single day is different. Because my role entails a lot of different things. So CTE is career and technical education. So I oversee a lot of small departments, the STEAM department, which is in the elementary school, middle school, we oversee coding and tech ed, which is like wood shop, home and careers. And then at the high school, I oversee the business department and the technology department at the high school. In addition, the digital learning and innovation piece of my job is overseeing a lot of the software tools that we use in the district, overseeing the day-to-day management of the tools, the professional development on these tools for the teachers. And then I'm always looking for innovative ways to use these tools in the classroom or innovative strategies for teaching.
Yeah, that's a lot of work.
Yeah, that's a pretty large role. Yeah.
All right. So, yeah, go ahead. Yeah, I got one. So, I know we've used I know we used Kidoyo at Hauppauge for a good while now, but do you know, like, exactly how long?
I don't know exactly how long, but I'm going to say about 6 years. And it's been used in different capacities. So when it first came on, it was only used, I believe, at the elementary level. And then we've kind of progressed to a point where now it is done in STEAM, all at the elementary level. We started in kindergarten, but now it's moving, starting maybe first or second grade up. And now we do it in sixth grade, seventh grade, and eighth grade at the middle school. And then it becomes more of an elective at the high school.
That sounds cool.
Yeah. So what did you do before you were the director?
I've been at the district for about, I think this is my eighth year or ninth year. I started as a family and consumer science teacher. So I taught one class at the high school and home and careers at the middle school. And then about 2020, I became a technology integration specialist. And I also taught one class of home and careers. But what I did is oversaw the professional development for the district and supported teachers using different technology in the classroom. And of course, that was a year that we went out with COVID. So my job became increasingly very important as one-to-one devices were distributed to students and teachers were relying on technology just to work with all the students.
Wow. So yeah, so that started in 2020, and then it just got more and more important, and now it's a very large role that you take on. So very impressive. All right. Sam, you can go.
Steven mentioned Kidoyo, but what other technology programs do we have here at Hopog?
So there's always been a lot of confusion, especially now that I oversee CTE. So we have ed tech, so we have a lot of technology, like computer technology programs, and then we have tech ed, which is like wood shop, and although we do some coding in wood shop, so we make a lot of things, and then at the high school it looks a little different. So as far as technology programs, computer technology, there's a lot because there's a lot of technology. Like for example, at the high school, they use different software, and then they use that software to run the CNC machines to make these big woodworking projects. Or we use a program called Onshape. So there's a lot of different software programs that we use as far as technology. But as far as continuing with coding, at the high school, we offer web development, game development with Python. We have a course, AP Computer Science, as well as IB Computer Science. And there's,
Wow.
outside of what I teach or what I oversee, there's a lot of other technology that goes on within the district.
Wow, that's actually a lot more than I thought Hopug would have. I thought it was like just Kidoyo and like a few other things.
There's a lot.
Yeah, a lot of stuff there. All right, Steven, you I think you yeah, you had a pro question about Kidoyo
Oh
too.
yeah, I remember. So, do you like on occasions where you're not busy on the job, do you make programs with Kidoyo?
No, I have not made programs with Kidoyo, but I did go for training a few years back on Kidoyo. And for 1 year, I taught STEAM to kindergartners. And so I was able to teach it with them for a little bit. So I've had my share of dabblings in Kidoyo, but I certainly wouldn't get to a point where I've been able to make programs yet, but I would love to do that one day.
I'm glad to see that you're starting early with them because I started STEAM in fourth grade. Yeah, fourth grade.
You know what? I think the students are going to come out of eighth grade and they are going to be very far ahead, especially with Python. And there's so many things with Python that they're able to do. We're actually tomorrow having someone come in and doing coding with using drones. So I don't think people realize all the ways that coding can impact a lot of other areas. So I'm excited to maybe bring a lesson to coding and have them see how coding can affect and doing drones and what we can be doing with that type of stuff.
And I think it's cool, like you said, that coding affects lots of areas of like our daily lives. Yeah.
Yes, they're more than we know. A lot more than people know, I should say.
I think that, like Steven said, starting early is very important because technology and coding is everywhere right now, in the world, and it has been for a while, and it's just becoming a larger and larger need. So the more that the students, especially earlier in life, because it's early to, it's easier to grasp, especially earlier, and you learn it better, and it's kind of something you grow up with. So starting young is very important.
Yes, I agree. It's like a language. The earlier you learn it, the easier it'll be.
Exactly. So, what's your favorite part of your job?
I have a lot, but I would think relationships with teachers, students, other administrators. I love the everyday interactions with other people. I love seeing what the students are doing within my departments. I love working with the teachers. So I'm going to say it comes down to just relationships within Hop Hop.
Yeah, I mean, we have great teachers here, and us students, we're doing a lot all the time trying to make new program make new programs on Kadoyo and all different stuff. So yeah, I love talking to other students too, like seeing what they're up to, inspire me. But also the teachers are always working on new programs and new things to teach, so that's always cool too.
So on the opposite side of Andrew's question, what challenges do you face in your job?
Especially with working with technology and software and tools and artificial intelligence, I'm going to say keeping up with technology, especially in the past year with artificial intelligence, it's really just ever changing. And you just as soon as you get something down, a new tool or new challenges within that tool are coming to play. So I'm going to say just keeping up with technology.
Yeah, technology and AI specifically is advancing just so fast. It's really hard to keep up.
I think that's my cue.
Yeah.
So it's kind of starting to sound like this episode's scripted, but what are your thoughts on AI in education?
So I'm a big proponent of AI in education for numerous reasons. Number one, it's not going anywhere. So we have to learn to embrace it. I think that as far as teaching and learning, I think it is a great tool for teachers to be able to personalize learning experience for students because students learn things differently. And on a day-to-day basis, teachers have to do so much. It would almost be impossible for them to look at every single student in their class and be able to scaffold the lesson to meet their needs. And AI gives the teacher the opportunity to do that. It also gives the opportunity to engage students in ways that we would never have been able to do without AI. I'm very excited for it. I think just providing enough professional development for the students and also for the, I mean, for the teachers, but also for the students to learn proper use and responsibility of using AI, which will be one of my challenges that I face as we start bringing more AI into the classroom.
Yeah, I totally agree that you said it's going to be a challenge. And people are still going to use it inappropriately, like school standard wise, but it's nice to see that you're trying to get them to use it the right way.
Well, I think the earlier that they learn responsible use and the earlier we have them actually interacting with it, the better, because then they know, it's not much different than when calculators first came in and grammar checkers just came in. So we just need to teach them responsibility. And how can they use AI to maybe generate ideas for a paper, but not to write the paper for them? So, I think learning what is considered cheating and what's not considered cheating and what is a guide or a support for them is going to be the challenge. Where is that balance?
Yeah. Like, I feel like a main part of teaching good morals to kids is getting started with young, you know?
Learning about it, knowing that we know about it, and how can you use this as a tool to help you? And AI is going to be in many or most fields that are out there when they get out of school and they go into whatever career they're going into. So I think it's going to generate a ton of more careers. It might take away some careers, but I think it's going to bring in a lot more careers, some that we don't even know exist right now. So the more that they learn about coding and AI, the more they'll be able to be open to new careers are out there that we don't even know exist.
Yeah, and like you said, teaching them how to use it the right way. Because if we didn't, there would be two options. They wouldn't use it, which wouldn't be too good. Because it's like when the internet came out, it would be like not using the internet. And both are such great tools that You know, knowing how to use them is very important. But also, you know, if you didn't teach them how to use it or use it the right way, there could be cheating and stuff there. So that's a very important thing to do. And what I'm the question I'm about to ask you, this platform also has AI, but it's really known for doing art and graphic design. And I know that you've used it in the past and you've talked about it with teachers, and we've really started using it a lot here at school. But when did you first learn about Canva?
Canva, that's one of my top favorite tools. Canva, I learned probably about 3 years ago. I think it's been around forever within the business world, but it became where Canva offered it free for educators within education. So I think I was one of the early adopters of Canva and got the district on board. And it's just a great tool. I am not a creative as far as drawing and designing person. I'm definitely more of a technical person. And what I love about Canva, it makes you creative and it's very user-friendly. And I've implemented it in a few of my classrooms. And I think that students who felt the same way, they're not designers or creative, that they were very, they loved working with the Canva because it makes you be creative. It teaches you about different design sense, but in a very user-friendly way. And now there's a ton of AI built into Canva that I'm actually presenting at a conference this weekend on using Canva and AI in the schools. So it's got a lot of good stuff in there.
Wow. Yeah, I know. I've in a few of our classes, I know a lot of teachers are now using it for putting different stuff up in the Google classrooms, like different announcements, right? If there's a big announcement, they make a little nice thing in Canva. And we've used it for making presentations instead of Google Slides, because Google Slides is nice, but it's very basic in what it can do, not a lot of creativity there. They mostly have, like, just, you know, maybe 10 different templates. Canva has, you know, an infinite amount of elements you can put in and templates and all different stuff. So we love Canva. And we also use it for a lot of the art and graphic design, or most of the art and graphic design on this podcast. The logo I made in Canva and Sam makes, or the T-Sarp font is from Canva, and the logo Sam, I think, also made in Canva. So yeah, we like
it. Nice.
That's we really like Canva here.
Yeah.
I love Canva.
It's a great program.
Yeah.
So will there ever be an advanced coding class for middle school?
I would love that. I would like to say yes in the future. It becomes very difficult with scheduling to allow everyone's schedule, that anyone who'd wanted to go into an advanced level coding class that would be able to get into it. So as much as I would say yes, scheduling is always one of the challenges of having electives at the middle school level. Mm-hmm. But I am looking into using other platforms along with Kidoyo, like the Arduino boards, things like that. So, you know, like drones, bringing in a lesson in drones and coding. So they all go together. So I would like to bring in other options, and maybe it could be more choice within the classroom, you know, so mm-hmm. everyone likes different things. So that's something that I'm thinking about. And I'm also looking at the high school and what other coding courses or computer science courses that I could bring to the high school. We are starting one of the two new courses that I'm presenting at the high school, one at the 9th and 10th grade level, is Navigating the Digital Landscape. And that course is a half year course, and it's going to entail a lot of different technologies like artificial intelligence, cybersecurity, a little bit of coding, social media, and just kind of navigating the digital world. Mm-hmm. And then at the higher level, 11th and 12th grade, we're instituting an IB course called Digital Society. And it really looks deep into our kind of the world we live in with technology. And again, it's going to have AI, it's going to have social media, it's going to have cybersecurity, it's going to be dealing with everything with technology. And so I'm really excited for these courses because I think a lot of students live it every day and they would be interested in taking it. And then I'm looking into a computer science CTE pathway. So they would get a CTE endorsement when they graduate high school in computer science. So I think it would look really good for those students looking to go into computer science into college. That endorsement would be really nice.
Yeah, I know us three, Andrew, Stephen, and I would love to take those classes in high school. And I think that'd be so much fun, and especially on the resume.
We hope to see you there.
Yeah, and I've thought about this for a while. That's why I was very excited when we thought of this question to ask you. Because like Sam said, us three, we really like all different kinds of technology, and these classes in the high school sound amazing. But like, you know, could we ever bring those to the middle school? And I think you answered that a lot. And I think, you know, it's very important, like we have now, to have all kids take coding, because some people might be like, oh, coding, you know, that's so complex, I don't think I could do that. And then when they actually start, they're like, wow, this is you know, not as hard as I thought, and this is very interesting. You can do all different things. So I like that we have that for all students, but the students that are really interested, it would be great if we could have another option, but hopefully sometime in the future.
Well, you know, I think middle school is a great time to kind of be forced to explore a lot of different areas. Like you said, with coding, people don't think they like it, and then they do it, and they find they like it. The same thing with technology and people working with their hands with the different machines, or maybe they're in and they're cooking at home and career. So they don't know what they like because they've never done it. So middle school is a good time for that exploration. And then by the time they get to the high school, Hopak High School offers tons and tons of different electives where I encourage students to try different things, because sometimes they try things that they wouldn't think they'd like and they love. And other times they try something they think they want to go into a particular field. And then all of a sudden they take the course. They're like, nah, it's not really what I think. And that's a good thing. You want to learn that before you get to a point where you're going to college for a specific major or career.
Yeah, like you said, like in the middle school, that is the time to like try all different things. And in the high school, you can specialize more. You can choose some classes that are specifically for what you're interested in. Maybe you do like it, maybe you don't. And then, you know, before you get to college and really have to think of one thing you want to major in and get a degree in. But before we end off today's interview, here I'm putting you on the spot a little bit. We ask this to most of the people we interview, but are you subscribed to TSARP?
I just did.
Wow. Well, thanks.
Thank you.
yeah, sometimes we get mixed results. Some people say yes, some people say no, but it's kind of like, you know, we put them on the spot. We give them one tough question to end it off, but thank you for joining today, and it's been a great interview.
Thank you for having me.
We learned a lot of things. You know, even though we go to school here, a lot of people don't learn about what Hopog has to offer. Also inspire other schools, right? Because some schools still don't have a technology program. So to kind of inspire them, show them what, you know, they could have and, you know, what they can add in. And for us, you know, we learned things about our school that we didn't know. So that was also really cool.
Well, good.
Well,
yes, it was fun being on here. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, well, thanks. All right. Well, thank you all for watching, too, to all the viewers. And we'll see you back here tomorrow. Bye-bye.
Bye, guys.
Bye-bye.
Bye, everyone.